Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Greetings, this is Casey Luskin with the ID the Future podcast coming from the Center for Science and Culture at the Discovery Institute in Seattle, Washington. Again today we have a special guest with us, Dr. Jonathan Wells, a PhD in molecular biology and also theology, and he's a recent author of the book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Darwinism and Intelligent Design. And the Politically Incorrect Guide series is notorious for tackling controversial subjects and talking about the evidence that the establishment, the powers that be, don't want you to hear. So Jonathan is here. Not only in this book does he name names, but he talks about a lot of really interesting stuff, a lot of really interesting anecdotes, and takes, I think, a viewpoint on the subject that a lot of Americans probably would agree with. And this is probably particularly true with regards to your chapter, Jonathan, on Darwinism's War on Traditional Christianity. And so we want to talk about that today. Thanks for being with us on the podcast.
It's a pleasure to be here, Casey.
Okay. So, Dr. Wells, many people have told us that there is no conflict between science and religion, between evolution and religion. Is that true? Or what do you think about that, given that you have a PhD from Yale in theology? I think you're qualified to tell us, is evolution in conflict with religion?
Well, certainly there is no inherent conflict between science and religion. In fact, in the Western world, the two have usually been mutually supportive. In fact, there's no conflict, I would say, between evolution and Christianity. But evolution here is a very broad word. It can mean simply change over time. We talk about cosmic evolution. We talk about changes within existing species. But Darwinism is different. Darwin didn't write a book called How Species Change Over Time. He wrote a book called The Origin of Species. So he presumed to explain not just change in general, but the origin of all living things. And he said that all living things are descended from a common ancestor by unguided natural processes, such as random mutation and natural selection. Now, if that's a complete explanation and the processes are unguided, then Darwinism excludes design in living things. In particular, Darwinism excludes design in human beings. Now, in traditional Christianity, which is a much narrower field than religion in general, in traditional Christianity, human beings are created in the image of God. They are the ultimate designed creatures. So, on the one hand, we have Darwinism saying human beings are the latest product of an unguided natural process. Christianity says we are designed in the image of God. There's a direct and sharp and deep conflict here. So it's not between science and religion. It's between Darwinism, which I would argue is not good science at all, and traditional Christianity.
That really helps to clarify, Jonathan. So tell me then, what do you mean when you say Darwinism's War on Traditional Christianity in your book? What do you mean by that, and how do you see evidence for this, what as you call it, a war?
Well, it's interesting. We hear about the warfare of science and theology. That metaphor, the warfare metaphor itself, originated with Darwinists at the end of the 19th century. And this is well known to historians of science and religion. Darwinism became a weapon of materialist philosophy, like Marxism and Freudianism. It was used as a weapon to discredit traditional Christianity. It's still being used that way, both popularly and in the public education system. I've seen textbooks that specifically criticize traditional Christianity because it conflicts with Darwinism.
So many people argue, though, Jonathan, that there is no conflict between, you know, neo-Darwinian evolution and religion. As a matter of fact, at the Kitzmiller versus Dover trial, Ken Miller argued that there is no conflict between his Christian, religious, traditional Catholic beliefs and neo-Darwinism. And then Judge Jones ruled that it is utterly false to believe that, quote, evolutionary theory is antithetical to belief in a supreme being. So I want to know, I mean, do you agree with that statement? And is this something that Darwinists should be telling the public?
Well, the problem here is specificity. Evolution and the idea of a supreme being may be compatible. But as I said a minute ago, Darwinism and traditional Christianity are not. Now, I know Ken Miller is a Catholic, but in his book, Finding Darwin's God, he explains that evolution shows us that human beings were not a foregone conclusion They were not a preordained outcome of evolution. And he claims that the inherent chance involved in the evolutionary process was essential to giving us free will. Well, that's an interesting position, but that is definitely not traditional Christianity. In traditional Christianity, human free will is an attribute of our eternal souls, and the soul is not a product of Darwinian evolution. So whatever Miller was arguing in his book, it was not traditional Christianity.
How then, Jonathan, do you think that Darwinism is being used as a weapon against traditional Christianity?
Well, I think the most blatant instance is a website maintained by the University of California, Berkeley, which is a public institution, and paid for by the National Science Foundation, again, a public entity disbursing taxpayer money. This website directs people to religious denominations that favor Darwinism. It promotes them in direct violation of the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which says that Congress shall make no law establishing religion. So the taxpayers' money in this case is being used to promote Darwinism and to promote religious denominations that support it. To me, this is not only part of Darwinism's war against Christianity, but it's a direct violation of the Constitution and should be stopped.
Okay, Jonathan, well, thank you very much for being here with us today on this podcast. Again, this is the book, Politically Incorrect Guide to Darwinism and Intelligent Design by Dr. Jonathan Wells, who, by the way, has a PhD in theology from Yale, if I didn't say that already. This is someone who is very well qualified to speak on this subject. So we appreciate you being here with us. And again, listen in the future for the ID the Future podcast being broadcast from the Center for Science and Culture in Seattle, Washington. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery president is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future managing editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Finn. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.